we've been doing a series on freedom in Christ, right? Anyone likes freedom? Everyone likes freedom? Yes, we all like freedom, right? Specifically the youngsters, youth, the children, everyone likes freedom? Yes, we all like freedom. Anyone who don't like freedom? Everyone likes, that means 100%, okay? 100% sure, everyone likes freedom. You know, children want freedom from their families. Husband wants freedom from their wife. Wife wants freedom from the husband. People want freedom from the church responsibilities. And the nation wants freedom from all the other things which is there. So everyone boils down to kind of like freedom, express themselves, do their own, and they don't want any restrictions. They don't want any boundaries. Everything need to kind of like, you know, go the way they want. Last week, we saw God's heart for freedom and why God wants us to have freedom. You all understand the terminology freedom? Yes? Free. And I want to be free, right? You know, sometimes, you know, in husband and wife at home, like they want their own personal time. They want freedom from each other. They want to say that I want to do this, you do something else. So freedom is a very important aspect. And freedom in Christ is something which God brings in our lives. Okay? Freedom through Christ. Okay? Freedom through Christ. You know, the struggle of our flesh, okay, and godly desires all begins from the time, you know, everything was created. We know this aspect of freedom. God gave Adam and Eve, said, free. Y'all are free to do whatever. But there are certain things you don't have to do. And we know this concept, this story, right? Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. The serpent coming, God said to Eve that you should not eat from it. And, you know, Adam and Eve, you know, the serpent comes to Eve and says, you will not certainly die. God said, if you eat, you'll die. And the serpent says to Eve, you will not certainly die. The serpent said to the woman, for God knows when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Okay. So now someone, they have to be dependent. That is God. The serpent is saying that you will become God. So now, freedom. Take and eat freedom. You don't have to rely on this person now going forward. You will become the person, that person. Okay? So it all boils down from the beginning and the struggle of freedom, you know, spiritual and our flesh. Okay? Godly desires and, you know, our own desire. There is always a constant battle. You know, there's a story of there's a small baby elephant, okay, being born just now. And what they do is like, they tie that small baby elephant to a banana plant, okay? So what happens? This baby tries to get out of it. But even for the, you know, for the baby elephant, the banana plant or a tree, whatever you call, it's little strong for it, okay? So it finds it difficult to come out of it. And then after years as well, you know, after years passes by, the elephant doesn't try to get out of it. The reason behind is, it has already put in its mind saying that, I tried this before, that has not happened, and even now, it will not happen. So freedom can be, you know, if God allows freedom in our lives, there is a possibility where we can be chained and we may not be able to break through because we may feel that, you know, this can't happen. One more interesting thing is God gives us freedom to choose our own path. Okay? God created us as humans, not robots. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Okay? So it is a freedom of choice. Everything is given to us. God made humans, not someone whom he can control. And freedom, he offers us freely. And it is our choice that whether we accept it or we reject it. Okay? Likewise, those who want to choose Christ as a personal savior, God gives that freedom to them. Those who don't want to choose that, even God gives freedom to them. But God constantly speaking to them every time that, boss, you have to, this morning, maybe this morning, you have to accept Christ as your personal Savior. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 13, for you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve and one another. So God gives us freedom, but it's a choice for us to choose our own path. Whether we want to choose what we desire or whether we want to choose what God desires. Okay? God gives us freedom to choose our own path. So this morning, you just want to reflect back. From this year, from January till the month of September, God gave you freedom to choose. What did you choose? Okay? From the month of January till September, God gave you to choose something. What did you choose? So we can reflect back on our lives. What are the things where God gave you an opportunity to choose, and what did you choose? It's between you and God. Okay? So it's a good time of reflection this morning that if God has given me to choose something, did I choose due to my flesh, or did I choose because it is something which God desired? Okay? It's a good reflection this morning to just keep that in our mind. You know, what is freedom? The general understanding freedom is, you know, the ability to act or do something without oppression or resistance. You know, no one is holding you, and it's an act. You can do whatever you want. You know, it's not like a cage. Someone is putting you inside. The definition of freedom is there is nothing, there is no restriction, there is no oppression, and it's the ability of a person to act and do whatever the person wants. And in our society, freedom is considered as self-direct. You know, I want to do and I did it, and that is freedom for me. No one stopped me. No one is asking me to do certain things. You know, I did it. But freedom in Christ is not the same way the way we talk freedom in the world. Freedom in Christ is a life lived by being led by the Spirit of God, not self. Okay? Freedom in Christ is life lived by being led by the Spirit of God, not by self. And in the world, what is freedom? Freedom is self. You know, you direct your paths. No one is stopping you. That is considered as freedom. But in Christ, freedom is considered as you live a life which Christ directs you to live, and you hold yourself back, that is self back, that is considered as freedom. And when we say Lord, you know, what do you mean by Lord when we say Lord? Master. So when we say Lord and Master when we pray, we should always remember that we are saying God as our master. And the Bible says we become slaves, not the slaves which the world talks about, slaves to his desires, slaves to his direction. So this morning, when we say Lord, that means there is a master at the top, and we need to follow that master. So freedom in the world is self-direct, you do. But freedom in Christ is godly desires. It's led by the Spirit, not by flesh. Okay? In 1 Corinthians 6:20, it has been said, you have been bought at a price, therefore honor God with your bodies. You have been bought with a price, therefore honor God with your bodies. Okay? Maybe this bodies means it's like a sacrifice which you make to God. Honor God with your sacrifices of your self desires. Okay? So in 1 Corinthians it says you are bought with a price. This freedom which we have received in Christ, it has not come just free. It has bought by a price. That is, Christ paid that price for us to give that freedom. So freedom to live according to the will, ways, and the word of God. So this morning, God has given us that freedom to live according to His will, His ways, and His word of God. So we have been saved by the precious blood of Christ. That is freedom for us. And we have been asked to honor God with His desires. Honored God with His desires. Now go back to January till October, September. Did we honor God? Honor God with godly desires or our desires? Remember, He has paid the price for that freedom. If not, this morning we can take a decision. You know, it's, you know, 1 Corinthians 6:20 also reminds us that we all have been brought by price. Christ paid it all on the cross. And we have been delivered by our sinful nature. We are no longer slaves of sin, slaves of our own desire, but we have been slaves of God's desires. Okay? So whenever we read the scripture, it talks about slaves. You have been slaves. Means when we are calling God as master, we become slaves of His desires. Means we want to follow what our master is saying. So we need to this morning understand that Christ has paid it. He has paid it all on the cross. And this morning, maybe we take a time out and look back at our lives and put our name instead of you and say, Virgil, you have been bought at a price. Christ paid it on the cross so that we would have freedom in our lives. Freedom of sin. Freedom of slavery. Freedom from our own desires. Freedom from our selfish ambition. Freedom from condemnation. So we have freedom in God this morning. The second thing which we want to remember is, first is we have been bought by the price of God. By the price of God. The second thing which we all want to have to remember is, we all belong to the kingdom who is the Son, that is Christ, holds it. In Colossians 1:13, it says, for He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us in the kingdom of Son, Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. The first one is we have been bought with a price. The second one is we have been brought to the price, you know, we have been bought with a price, and we have been bought to the kingdom of our Jesus Christ, the Son, that is kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been rescued from the dominion of darkness. So freedom is rescuing us from the dominion of darkness and bringing back to the kingdom of the Son He lives, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The first one, we have been bought with a price. Second one, we belong to the kingdom, that is God's kingdom. Okay? So now you tell your neighbor that I have been bought with a price and I belong to the kingdom of God. Okay, so this kingdom of God is strengthened by our commitment towards God, our obedience towards God, our reading the scriptures, You know, the Bible says, if you know the truth will set us free. It talks about freedom. So this relationship, we would have a very strong position in his kingdom when we strengthen this relationship through obedience of God, praying and meditating and knowing his word. So we are once slaves. Christ died for us. He bought us with a price, and he brought us from the dominion of darkness, and he brought us to the kingdom of the Son. And now we have to live in confidence, live with commitment, and strengthen this by continuously obeying God and by praying and reading the word of God. And as we submit to God, we will experience joy, we'll experience love, we'll experience peace, and we'll experience God's righteousness in his kingdom. So now the question arises is, we saw the price being paid. Second, we have been in darkness. God brought us back to the kingdom of light. Now, how do I obtain this freedom in Christ? We already saw freedom is a choice. It is given to us. You want to take it, you take it. You don't want to take it, it's up to you. But God will not leave us. And maybe this morning, God is again asking us to relook in our lives. Are we free? Are we being brought and purchased by the blood of Christ? Do we still belong to the darkness, or we still belong to the light? So how do I obtain freedom? You know, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 39 and 14, it says, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." You know, freedom is a choice. Some people are born in freedom in a country. Some people are born in the house with a lot of freedoms. Some people are not. But God promises us that there is freedom which is available in Christ. Freedom in Christ, how do I obtain it? Freedom in Christ means that I'm no longer controlled by sin. I am being allowed and led by the Holy Spirit. And I am able to resist the sinful desires. And I would say the first step to obtain this freedom in Christ is accepting Christ as your personal Savior. That means salvation. So this morning, if I want to experience this freedom in Christ, we can look back at our lives and ask whether I am saved or not this morning. Have I received salvation through Jesus Christ? Did God or God is, whether God is leading me or not? So this morning I would say, you want to obtain freedom in Christ, we need to allow God to work and accept that God died for me. He purchased. I was in darkness. He paid that price for me. And today I've been saved. And I would give a minute for each one of us that this freedom is available even now. And the first step to obtain is that we believe that Christ died for me, he came for me, and he did it all on the cross for me. That is, he forgave my sins. And God gave me salvation. That means he saved me. So this morning, we can reflect back on our lives that, do I have this freedom in Christ, or still I am waiting? So you can take a minute and reflect back in our lives. Have I accepted Christ as my personal Savior? Do I love God more than anyone? Do I think twice, many times, and ask God before I take any decisions? These are some of the things which we can look back in our lives, whether we have received Christ in our lives or not. So we can take a minute this morning, look back at our lives, and ask yourself whether you are saved or not. Or I would say you can ask your neighbor, are you saved or not? Very difficult question, but we can ask to your neighbor that, are you saved? Or do you believe in God? Do you believe in Christ? So this is the first step, that is, we are all rescued, but we need to know that Christ has paid it all for us on the cross. Okay? So how do I obtain it, freedom in Christ? We need to be saved. We need to be born again. It's not that we have to know the entire Bible full in and out. It is just the first step where we say, God, I don't know anything about the scriptures. I don't know anything about this Bible. I don't know who you are, but I know that you are real. That is the first step of obtaining this freedom in Christ. And I believe God is speaking to us, many of us, if we have not taken that step or a decision, this is a time where we can say, yes, Lord, I believe in you with the understanding I have about you. The second is, freedom in Christ does not mean that I do whatever I want. Okay, freedom in Christ doesn't mean that I do whatever I want. We'll be challenged every time, but we need to take a step of faith. Freedom is, you know, do not be mistaken that freedom is full. You know, we can do whatever Christ has paid it all. We can do whatever we want. But every freedom is governed by laws. Every freedom is governed by laws. When we drive down, there are laws which have been governed. Even when we accept Christ, there are certain things which governs us which we need to follow when we want to accept that freedom. Suppose, Atal, you're driving in Atal Setu. There's a freedom, the road is available, but there are laws. Bikes are not allowed. So there is freedom for us to ride, but there are laws which have been kept, which we need to follow. So even in our belief, we can't do anything and everything what others do. We have to do what God is asking us to do. So it does not mean that I can do whatever I want. The Bible makes it very clear that once we were in darkness, now we are in light. So we need to walk in that light. We should not again go back in darkness. Freedom in Christ means I live my life according to the Spirit which is asking me to walk. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 and 17 it says, so I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. Okay, the Bible is very clear. Freedom in Christ, once I have been saved, God has brought me, I have received salvation, but this freedom is governed by the heart of God, the Word of God. And it clearly says that you are not to do whatever you want. And if we have been asked by someone to do certain things, we should tell that this freedom which God has given me, my heart of God does not allow me to do this. So freedom does not mean that we again go back to that cage and lock ourselves. Freedom means we flourish in that light. So from January till now, is there anywhere where the Spirit led us? It says there's a constant battle between the Spirit and the flesh, that is godly spirit, godly voice against our spirit, that is our desire. There's a constant battle. From January till December, did we anytime, anywhere, compromise with the values which God has given to us, where the Spirit clearly told you not to do or not to go, not to be in that place, but we still desired to go because we felt it's freedom. I can unlock it anytime. So this morning, we can look back on our lives that when we are new, the old thing is gone. The new thing has come. We can't live like old. Now we are freed. Now we are freed. You know, a bird which is freed from the cage just can't go in the ground and sit or go near the cage and just enjoy. Freedom means you have to go out, fly, express that joy and allow God to work. So this morning, freedom has His own governing spirit, which God gives us. So have we given up to our desire or pressure or, you know, or places where, you know, there is, you know, this, I was in a adventure camp, when I took a session on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, even Ashwin brought this today. They said, this is a time you have been brought up to a new place, new culture. You know, everything is new. No one is watching. Do this. They said this. I have freedom, but I can't do this because there is a law which governs my heart of God, my God's law, which does not permit me to do this. And these three personalities are very young. New people, new culture, new city, no friends, no families, but they still decided that they will not do it. So freedom in Christ comes with a line which we need to see that we don't cross that. Or else, you know, we may think that we can cross it, but, you know, we will be trapped one day. So in Galatians 5:24, it says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passion and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Okay? Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. So this morning, are we living an old life or are we living something which Christ gave us that is light? You know, we have to take a stand. This morning, I believe, you know, we all come from a very multicultural. We don't come directly into this belief of Christianity. But it's a time for us. Maybe God is asking us, boss, you have been paid with a price. Boss, you were in darkness. I brought you to light. And where are you now? What are you doing? And why are you doing that? And this question is for all of us this morning. That freedom was paid by a person named Jesus Christ for us so that we will receive that freedom. Freedom, you know, to be free, not of one, but everything. Freedom to be free, not of one, but everything. Okay, so this is something which I felt, you know, I just put it in a broken English altogether. But, you know, what actually it means is, in Romans 8:1-2, it says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So this morning, I want to say this, that Christ has not given us freedom in one side. Christ has given us freedom in everything. Maybe something we did it in the past. Something our parents have done it. Something we have done it. Everything. Not one. Christ has paid it all on the cross. And this morning, if we are guilty of something, if we say that, no, I can't come to the throne of grace, I believe God is saying, boss, I have paid it all. You come in confidence. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. It has, everything has been paid. Not only one. Means not only one single thing. Christ took everything of ours on the cross. And he made us new. So this morning, we should know when we are in the presence of God that Christ paid everything on my behalf on that cross. And I have received that forgiveness. And I have to know that I've been set free and I need to stand firm. For freedom of Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. What does it mean? It says that we have been free, but we'll always be challenged by something. And God's heart is for us this morning is, don't submit to the yoke of slavery. Stand firm. Okay? I don't know where you are in. Maybe in your house. Maybe in your family. Maybe in your work. Maybe anywhere. It says, remember that Christ has set us free. And do not submit again to something which you did before. So I have to remember myself that I've been set free. And now I have to stand firm. Okay? Christ paid it all for us on the cross. Not only one. Everything has been paid it all on the cross. And I need to know that I've been set free. I need to stand firm now on our belief. And I want to ask each one of us to raise our hand. Are you willing to stand firm for God? Wherever God is placing you, going to place you, or can I have in confidence? Okay, it is not by us. Christ will help us to do it. It's not by our strength. It is not by our decision. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego decided that they will take a stand. But who came to help? It's God. Christ himself. God himself came to help. Because when we arise to situations, God will make us shine. When we arise to situation, God will make us shine. Okay? So we should know that we have been set free and stand firm, church, each one of us here. Maybe we come from a traditional background. Maybe we come from a different faith. But remember that Christ has bought. We have not come here just because we came here, we got a contact and we came here. God's presence is here. God's heart is there. And God enjoys you. God expresses, through you. I believe very strongly. And this morning God is saying, stand firm. Don't lock, open the door. Something God has closed it. And allow God to work. Experience freedom daily. In Galatians 5:16, so I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. We need to express the freedom daily. Not that when I was saved, I took a decision and today I am saved. No. Our freedom need to be expressed every day through the steps which we take. Through the decisions which we make. Through the choices which we decide. So it's every day God wants us to experience that freedom. People will put us down. Our friends will put us down. Our families will put us down. But we need to say that I will stand because God rejoices in you this morning. God rejoices on the step of faith which you have taken. God rejoices for over the period of years how you've been longing to know Christ, know God. God rejoices for that. And stand firm, express of what God has sown in our lives. Once we have chosen to follow Jesus, the Holy Spirit should flood us in our hearts and mind, and we rejoice in our suffering. We rejoice in our persecution. We rejoice in our struggles. We rejoice when our office bosses put us down and say that you don't know anything. We have to rejoice in it and express that freedom in Christ. And that need to come daily. Jesus went for 40 days in the wilderness. And he was challenged even at that time So we also have to be ready for it. And we need to take a step of faith and allow God to work. So we need to read the word of God. God will speak to us. God will speak to us what is going to happen tomorrow. God will tell you what he is saying to us. What people are saying and what God is saying to us. So this morning, we need to express God daily in our lives. In Psalm 73:26, it says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Sometimes we may feel that it's too much for me to take a step of faith and stand. But, you know, the psalmist says, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So experience freedom daily, okay? Purchased by God, stand firm, experience God daily, and he has paid us for us everything. All our past, all our present, and in future also, what we will do, Christ will pay for us. That does not mean I do whatever I want today, but I know who is my boss, who is my master, and I follow his will, his desire, not my will, not my desire. Now come to Jesus. You know, he's the one who gave us freedom. Greater, you know, John 15:13, it says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one friend. You know, Jesus paid an ultimate price for you and me. He gave his life for us so that the freedom we will receive will be free. Not that what we will try to achieve. It has been already paid by the blood of Christ. In John 8:36, it says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. You know, what a promise this morning we can claim. The Son has set us free, and we are free indeed this morning. We can either choose to walk in the light of God, or either we can choose what our flesh desires this morning. So Jesus is the ultimate price of freedom, who paid it on the cross for us. And for that freedom, he has to go through this entire process of shame, entire process of condemnation. He was guilty of nothing, but people put so much of, you know, offense on him. But he took everything on him. And on the cross, he kept quiet for us. Jesus, the gift of freedom. We can do nothing to earn this gift of freedom which Christ has given us. Nothing which we can do, and nothing which we can make in future to receive this freedom. This freedom is for everyone. You know, Paul writes in Ephesians 2:8, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. So this morning, when we know that this gift is given to us, where are we standing? What are we doing? Are we following what Christ is asking us to do? Or we are just following our own desires? The fleshly desires can put us again back in the place where we came from. But godly desires can take us to the place of eternal life. So the question for all of us, have you been set free? Have you been set free? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin was death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For everyone, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And if you look at these verses, these verses are a prayer of salvation. And if we read this out loud in our lives this morning, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for me. For I was still sinner, and I was fallen short of God's glory, but he still chose to die for me. For the wages of my sin, my wrongdoing, my life was death. But God gave a free gift to me and said, my son, my child, I have kept eternal life for you. And God showed his love for you while we were still doing things which was wrong. Christ chose to die for you and me. And if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is the Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from dead, we will be saved. If we have not, accepted Christ, if we have not known who God is, maybe this morning, as I said, we don't have to know the entire Bible. We don't have to know how do I pray and what to pray. We just have to believe in these verses. Believe in that God sent his son for me. You know, there is a saying which says, even only if you were there, only one person in this world, and God wanted to rescue that you, Christ would have come and died for you on the cross. We were not righteous. We were all going to a place of darkness. But even in our darkest sin, Christ paid that price for us. We were going towards death. We were going towards a place of unknown. There was no hope. Clueless. No future, no love, no acceptance. Christ made us sons and daughters. This is a prayer of salvation. You know, I began with how do I receive Christ or the freedom in Christ. If you just believe in these verses, I would say this morning when we go out, just believe. When we go out from this place, the Holy Spirit has already stirred in our lives. And it is for all. It is not for one. It is for all. And this would be the thing which we all need to desire this morning. In John 8:32 it says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free from your guilt. You know, we may be guilty this morning of anything in the past, or everything in the past. I have been guilty of many things in the past. Christ says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If we are in a place of shame this morning, God offers that salvation to us and says, there is freedom from shame. And this morning, if we feel that we have been doing wrong, and God is saying this morning that you have freedom from the wrath of God. If we are in a place of fear or of our future or of our life or our death or sickness, Christ says this morning, there is freedom for you which is available. If we have freedom, if we are doing things which are not pleasing to God, and we feel that God, the Holy Spirit, has already spoken to us this morning, there is freedom from the bondage of sin. If we feel that there is a curse, we have seen this in my overall generation, and I believe that this morning Christ offers freedom from the curse. If we feel that we have always been, you know, there are so many battles which we have to fight, there are so many struggles in life, this morning God offers freedom from the dominion of the enemy Satan. This morning, if you come to a place and you say, I can't approach this God, or I don't meet the standards of God, I would say, I again bringing that word through the Spirit of God, that God rejoices in you. God rejoicing even you are here this morning. If we have, you know, we feel that we can't approach God, maybe this is a time God is saying, come, you can approach. Come to me. There is freedom to approach God. There is freedom. I know you may feel that, who is with me? How things will happen? There is freedom to become the sons and daughters of God. And you may feel that, Lord, I have always been struggling in life. I have not, whatever the promises, whatever the scripture talked about, it has not come to fulfillment in my life or in our lives of our children or our family. I would say God offers freedom this morning if you believe in Him. Freedom to partake and enjoy every spiritual blessing and physical blessing. If we are in a place where we say, Lord, I can't pray because I can't express myself to you, or I'm not worthy to come to your presence for prayer, God says, there is freedom. I'm waiting and longing for you to come. There is freedom to walk with God. God wants to express, rejoice, and put His hand on your shoulder, your shoulder, my shoulder, and walk. His desires that this morning there is freedom to walk with God throughout our life. You know, there is freedom to love others. If we are in a place we are not able to release forgiveness in the lives of others, Christ will allow us this morning to give that freedom of love to others. This morning, if we feel, where is my life leading? Where am I going? What is it happening? I would say freedom is available to Christ in God's purpose in our life. If anything which comes up this morning, I would say this verse to all of us. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So Christ offers freedom this morning. God rejoices in your name. God rejoices that you are here. And we are not ordinary people. We have been bought with a price. And this freedom is available for us. And this morning, if anyone wants to take a step of faith this morning, I will request to stand and say, Lord, I stand this morning and I take a step of faith. And I don't look anywhere who's standing, who's not standing, but Lord, I want to receive this freedom fresh in my life this morning. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your spirit. Lord, express again in my life And this is a time we can take a step of faith this morning. Stand as God's voice. You know, you heard God speaking to us, and take a decision which will help us this morning. So don't be hesitant. Many times we take a step of faith and God gives us the strength. It's through only Christ. It's through only Christ we have been saved. It's only by His grace we are saved. We have been purchased by God. We are sons and daughters of God. He wants us to live freely, and that freedom is available for us. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Christ has paid it all. No more guilt, no more shame, no more condemnation, no more fear, no more anxiety. But walk in faith that Christ has done it all for us. And